fresh again. So this talk, I just give a single topic about death. 那我本来是要继续讲第八式哈，八式规矩颂。那因为我看一下我的 schedule 哈，是明年三月，下一次讲是明年三月的事哈。那中间间隔太久，那讲八式呢，这个大家一定会忘记，忘记之后我又要重讲哈，所以我就挑了一个单一的主题哈，讲有关于死亡的问题哈。I spent quite some time to look for a good topic. Finally, I decided to choose dying a successful death. The reason is recently in June, I helped my mother die peacefully when she was in the last phase of cancer. It was a very painful status for her to face the death, and I have a pressure to help her to die peacefully within a very short period of time. 那我花了很多的时间去找一个我觉得满意的主题哈，最后我找了一个英文叫做就是如何成功的死亡，但是中文的话呢，就是临终无障碍这件事情。那原因是六月的时候呢，我的妈妈往生哦，那她刚好是在癌症的其实很末期了啦，很最后了哈。那只是我们发现的很晚，所以我有就是说她那。癌症很末期其实是一个非常辛苦的一个阶段，然后他自己本身的身心状况，再加上我自己也有很大的压力，是我必须要在很短的时间之内帮助他成功的往生，就是很快很平安很安详的离开人间。那这个过程呢，给我很大的一个启发。 And this2 weeks that I helped my mother to die, I have many inspiration, and I had a chance to look back about what I learned from the Buddha Dharma and how I apply it when helping people. And I have to admit that after this, my mother's death, I feel like I'm more landing to the ground when I use Dharma to help people. I didn't say that earlier. I did not use Dharma correctly to help people. But this, because of the death issue, I think it's more solid, more grounded when we use the Dharma, because this is a very, very special issue. For life, okay, we can use Dharma to overcome our career problem, marriage problem, or some crisis. But none of them is more important than facing death, because there is no return, right? 所以呢，我觉得这个过程中呢。给我一个很大的启示，就是帮助亲人往生这件事情。那这件事情过了以后，我觉得我感觉上，我觉得说用佛法来帮助他人的这件事情呢，就比较踏实。我不是说我以前身为一个法师哈，以前好像用佛法跟大家讲要帮助大家度过一些什么事业上、婚姻上啊，或是一些人生的危机哈，好像是。没有什么着力，而是说 我觉得他更加的踏实，原因是这个面对的问题是死亡，然后这个死亡的议题是没有回头路的哈，所以这是就是这样走过去哈，然后你也不晓得成功与否哈，但是我们有一些方法可以知道说是不是成功。 So actually when we help people dieThere are some signs for us to tell that to tell that if the people die peacefully, but there is no way we can tell that where they go because we don't know and we can't see. 那因为我们不能，我们虽然有一些症状哈，可以知道说，哎，他们是不是很放下的走了？可是他们去哪里呢？我们其实不是很清楚的哈，因为我们没有办法亲眼看到。好 ，and so that's why in the Earth Store Sutra, you know, those the Bodhisattva of the Earth Store, that when he was in the past life, when he was a girl, she tried to help her mother, tried to know where her mother went after her death. That's that kind of attitude that I can feel. 那所以就是说，为什么《地藏经》里面讲说，那个光目女哈，地藏菩萨在以前往昔哈是一个俗人的时候，当他面对他妈妈死亡的时候，他一直想要知道他妈妈去哪里。好，那这个心情呢，我就终于可以体会那种心情哈。And 师父 always told us, you know, when you investigate 话头 you need to use the mentality of like your parents is dying, you know, the mentality that you want to know, you don't know where they go. And when we contemplate 话头 it's the same mentality, you want to know, you really want to know. And I now finally I understand what 师父 was talking about. 那以前我们在每次在参话头的时候，师父总是跟我们讲说，参话头就要如上考皮，有没有？中文考皮叫做父母嘛，说参话头参禅就是要如上考皮，要用这种心态一直追问一直追问，其实不是很清楚啦，就是说那种感觉不是很深这样子。那这次我终于明白说，真的参话头要参禅要如上考皮，没有回头，就是一直问一直问一直追问这样子。 So today I just briefly showthe process and the process, use my mother's case as an example, and then I put in some of the prospect of Buddhist about that in, and then make it a short talk to show you, how to help, people die successfully. 那我今天就用我妈妈的一个例子的过死亡过程的例子呢，再加上佛法的观念与方法，然后整理出一个简短的分享，让大家知道说要怎么样帮助人一个人就是临终无障碍。 OK, you all know, right? Steeple chest, foot raising. So there is like 3,000 meters running, and during the 3,000 meters, there are some fans, you know, obstacles and water pit ditches, all that. And so when you run, you need to jump and you need to cross the water. And finally, you get to the end, right? And so it's just like our life. You know, once we were born and we start to racing to where? To the end of our life. And during that process, we grow up, we go to school, and we have a career, we get married, all that. Sometimes the obstacle, the barrier come up, and then we have to overcome it and continue our life, right? So we have to equip ourselves with the technique, with the energy, with the mentality, with the determination that we want to have a successful life. So we have to overcome all the obstacles in front of us and to the end. 那这是那个就是三千公尺的那个什么障碍赛跑嘛哈。那就像我们一出生其实我们就在跑了哈，跑去哪里啊？跑到人生的尽头。好，那在这个过程当中我们就慢慢的长大咯，然后我们有 受教育了，然后有自己的事业，然后我们结婚等等等，然后其实就是在准备死亡这件事情。那中间我们很可能遇到事业的危机、婚姻的危机、小孩子亲子的危机，那这些障碍呢，我们都必须，我们时间不停留，我们一定要想办法跨过去。好，那跨过去之后，而且不能跌倒，不能跌死，哈，不能，一定要跑到终点。所以我们就要想办法让自己有一些心态正确啦，体能啦，还有技术方面，通通要能够让我们自己能够成功的度过这些障碍，一直成功的走到人生的最后的终点，哈。OK, that's review our life. Is that fast? This is our whole life in 30 seconds. 这是我们的一生哈，三十秒钟 review 我们的一生哈，是不是从 baby 的时候开始，一直我们每个人都要经历那么多事哈，然后最后就是到了终点就是死亡。So we have been running since we were born until the end of life or our life, right? Anyway.And all those process, we have experienced a similar pattern, right? So if I more focus on the later part of our life, when we get birthed, we start to aging. When we get very old, and then we are dying, and then we died. And then before we get to the next life, there is a stage called bardo.It's a transition between two lives, okay? 那刚刚那个过程哈，30秒钟的过程哈，从生到死，那我把它简化一下之后呢，把它比较 focus 在后面那个部分了哈，是我们从生就开始变老嘛，一直到非常老的时候，我们要面临死亡的时候呢，那在临终的时候呢，有一个很重要的过程，然后到我们往生，那往生之后呢，有一个中阴身。那中阴身是我们在前往下一生的时候的一个短暂的一个过渡期、过渡状态哈，那也是非常重要的哈。那所以我今天将先从哈老化开始讲哈。I will start my talk with the phase of aging, means very old. The why I start with this part because.The status of our old state decided how we can die successfully. This is a statistic number. The figure here is the Taiwan's number, and I put U.S. North America, the number for North America in orange color. Okay, so.In 2000, every 5.4 young people, which means age 15 to 64 working group, will support one old people, which is age 60 or over. Okay. And when we get to 2013, it's...not much changed a little bit, but in Taiwan it's more significant. In Taiwan it's four working people support one old man right now. But in North America it's 5.2 people support one old people. And when we get to 2050, which is not that far away, then we will have, in Taiwan, two people support one old man.In America, it's about 2.8 people support one old man. And this is the number, population number, provided by U.S. Bureau of the Census. Okay. 那刚刚呢，这个部分是 就是我们那个年老的部分的一个分析表哈。那这个图是台湾的哈，台湾的目前呢，2000年的时候呢是大概六七个人哈，来养一个老年人。到现在2013年了，台湾的数字是非常显著的哈，是四个，其实是3点多个哈，就是养一个老人。到2050年的时候呢，是两个哈，就是能够有生产力的人呢，要养一个老人，这是非常非常沉重的一个负担哈，因为他们还要这一群人还要养小孩，还要养老人哦，哈。那在北美呢是2000年的是大概5.4个人养一个老人，那到2013年的话还好是5.2个人养一个老人，但是到2050年的时候大概是2.8个人要养一个老人哈。那这是美国的这个人口调查的一个数据哈。So we can see that the ratio changed significantly in 2050, and there is a burden for the young people or for the working people.To take care of the people, the age 65 or even 85. And there's a huge number of people we need to take care of. And what would happen when we get very old? When I look at this, I feel really sorry.This is in the nursing home. The 养老院里面。
Quién es esto?Era su líder. Τι είναι αυτό?
Μόλις τώρα στο παπατέρα σου, γιατί είναι. Ένα σπουργίτη είναι ο πατέρα. Ένα σπουργίτη. Σπου-γι-τη!
Τι είναι αυτό?
Γιατί το κάνεις αυτό το πράγμα, μπορείς να μου πεις τόσες φορές σου είπα. Είναι ένα σπουργίτη. Δεν το καταλαβαίνεις. Πού πας?Δυνατά. Σήμερα ο μικρός μου γιος που πριν λίγες μέρες έκλεισε τα 3 καθόταν μαζί μου έξω στο πάρκο όταν ένας σπουργίτη ήρθε και κάθισε απέναντί μας. Ο γιος μου με ρώτησε 21 φορές τι ήταν αυτό και το απάντησα και τις 21 φορές ότι ήταν Ένα σφουργίτη. Τον αγκάλιασα τρυφερά και τις 21 φορές που μου έκανε την ίδια ερώτηση, ξανά και ξανά, χωρίς να εκνευριστώ, νιώθοντας στοργή για το αθώο μου αγοράκι.
There is a number saying that about one third in the future, about one third of people over 85 will get S hammers. That's what it happened. S hammers, do you know? Okay. And people forget about the things that happen near. But they only remember the very old thing, and gradually they forget everything. And I found that we didn't realize that our parents started to have this kind of problem, and so we didn't take care of them properly. And they will accumulate a lot of pressure from the children, because our attitude, and that will I have this napkin. And so because I found out that my parents, when they get old, even though they are not as hammers, but they start to have a problem that old people have. They forget, and they will put a story in the wrong timing, and so they have memory problem. They also have physical problem. So as a children, I think most of us busy working and busy taking care of our own family, but we sort of ignore what they need. And so when those people in the later stage of life, and especially when they have this kind of disease or sickness, our attitude is very, very important for them. And so for them, it's like a steeplechase horse racing. It's not like running, you know. We want our own body. That's no problem. The problem now is we have to ride a horse cross the barrier. And unfortunately, the horse, the body, is not, cannot function properly. So it's really hard for you, even though your mind want to overcome the barrier, but your body cannot. The horse may not listen to you. The body may not listen to you. So you have fell, you know. And this is very even difficult for those people to facing the death, because they don't know and they cannot remember. 那我觉得说，我觉得我自己，因为我自己出家很久没有跟爸爸妈妈生活在一起，所以不是很清楚他们生活的细节。但是我这次回去的时候，我就发现说，虽然我的母亲没有得 艾滋病什么病，就是像这么严重，什么都忘记。但是呢，在他的后面的几年过程中，其实你回想起来，你多少可以发现说，父母亲的记忆大不如前，常常会重复很多的事情，而且他的时空的概念是错乱的。他有时候会把今天的故事跟10年前的故事接在一起。 他有时候讲的东西，你会觉得说，你怎么乱讲话？ 或是说好像觉得说怎么变成这样，甚至有的我有听我的一些朋友讲，他们在抱怨他们的父母说好像怎么可以说谎啦，怎么可以怎么样挑拨离间啊，挑拨兄弟姐妹之间的感情啊。其实这个时候我们其实要注意说，他们可能已经有老年人的疾病了，我们的态度会给他们很大很大的压力。如果说我们没有一个正确的态度来处理父母亲年老的问题的时候呢，他会从我们这种每天工作繁忙的很有压力的子女上得到一些很沉重的压力，那这时候呢，他们就不太可能可以好好的面对他们的死亡。好，那这时候的他们呢，就像说刚刚好已经障碍赛跑已经够辛苦了哈，这时候他们是骑着马，骑着一匹马要跳过障碍哈。啊，虽然你的心很想跳过障碍，可是这匹马不见得听你的。好，那我们一般假设我们年轻的时候哈，这匹马还听我们的哈，但我们年老的时候，我们的记忆没办法控制，然后我们的身体我们没有办法控制的时候，我们这个时候呢，其实是在骑一匹马。然后这匹马我们还得驯服它，叫他们听我们的话，然后我们要跟那匹马一起跳过那个障碍，那是非常非常艰辛，很不容易的一件事情。那这时候呢，不管是我们自己或是要帮助家人跳过这个最后的障碍到达终点，其实是要有很多正知见还有一个信念来帮助的。 So if no matter it's for usor for our families or our loved ones who is at the very old stage and who has a problem about their physical condition, this horse is not listening to us, and we still need to get this horse and ourselves cross the last barrier and to the end. So the first I would like to share is called Aging with Grace.This is actually a book. 那第一个部分我要跟大家分享什么叫做优雅的老年，这事实上是一本书。This book is written by Dr. Debbie Snowden, and he is a PhD in epidemiology. And then when he was working in the university, he has a pleasureabout getting a tenure, and he has no good project for funding, and then so he finally got an idea. He go to a convent, go to a place that take care of very old nun. I cannot say they retired, but those nun are those who cannot very very old, aboutusually over 80, 90, or even 100, and they live there, and they, even though they cannot do their service anymore, but they live there and still have happy life. So Dr. Snowden went there and convinced 678 nuns to sign a paper that after they die, they donate their brain.For study about what? Alzheimer's. Why they choose nun? Why he choose nun? Because he thinks that nun has a very regulate and a routine life. Okay, so their daily schedule is very routine, and they have precepts, so they won't smoke, they won't drink, all bad habits, and they exclude a lot of interfere factors, and so this is a very good group for study epidemiologists. 那这本优雅的老年呢，其实是有一位这个博士哈，叫 Snowden， 他写的哈。他当时呢，因为在明尼苏达州的一个学校教书的时候，他有一个很大的压力，就是他拿不到终身职，因为他找不到一个好的题目可以得到那个钱， 没有 funding 的钱可以 support 他的这个研究。那后来他去找到了一个修道院，这个修道院呢，他是专门照顾呢那个修女，是80、90、100岁以后的修女。那这些修女呢，他们是已经没有办法再服务了，但是他们就是有的不能，甚至不能照顾自己，所以他们就全部集中在那几个地方，然后由这个组织来照顾他们。那这个教授呢，他本身觉得说修女，因为她的日常生活非常的规律，然后她因为有戒律嘛，所以她有很多外在的什么车酒吸烟啊乱七八糟的因子都排除了，所以这组人其实是非常好拿来做什么，做那个流行病学的一个研究。那这个教授呢，他研究的就是研究艾滋和摩病。好，那他去说服了678位修女签约，说等他们死了之后立刻他们的头脑捐出来给做研究，研究艾滋和摩病。 And this book provides some very practical findings. First, it tells us why building linguistic ability in childhood may protect against Alzheimer's. In other words, the nuns need to write diary every day. And he found out that if the nuns, the diary always write number one, I do this, number two, I do this, number three, I do this, get more chance, has more chance to get Alzheimer's than those nuns who write a diary as, you know, there is an emotion and there is a story and related to a lot of people, like a novel. Those people get less Alzheimer's. Okay. And second, food, about what they eat. Okay. And it can promote the longevity and healthy brain function. And why preventing stroke and depression is key to avoid Alzheimer's. And stroke and depression are very common for old people as well. And this will stimulate people to get Alzheimer's. And then exercise, plays is very important. And last, how the attitude, your attitude, our face, and our community can add years to our lives. Okay. 那在这本书里面有提到几个重点跟大家分享，就是说语言能力哈，他发现说因为修女必须要写日记，好，他从这些捐出来死亡之后的日记，他去分析这些修女她写的日记，他发现呢，假设你的日记是写第一天我去洗衣服，第一今天第一我去洗衣服，第二我去吃饭，第三我去吃什么，就是好像那个1、2、3、4这样哈，但比较容易得艾滋和摩病。假设那个修女写的日记是很有情节的，很有感情的哈，然后还会跟连结一大堆人的哈，这种人得的几率比较少。那第二是有关他们吃的食物有影响。第三个呢是假设你得中风或是忧郁症，好，你就很容易得艾滋和摩病。第三个就是说常常哈去游戏，常常游戏玩一些game 哈，然后还有就是运动的比较不容易得到艾滋和摩病。最后一个也是最重要的是说我们的心态还有我们的信仰，好，我们的心态跟我们的信仰还有我们老年的时候我们跟谁在一起的这个 community， 好，假设你有 belongs to 一个 community 哈，不是自己孤家寡人在家里，只是跟老伴跟儿子，你有一个团体的话呢，那你会活得久一点。好，然后这个我就略过了，讲过了。好，所以呢，the book told us that Alzheimer's affect over a third of people who reach 85. Okay, so For those who reach 85, one third of us will get Alzheimer right now. It's the statistics analysis. And this disease is irreversible right now. So it's a degenerative disease. And you can find the brain has plaques and tangle. Basically, those are protein clocks and twist filaments. And that will gradually kill the brain. So those clock and filaments, it facilitate each other. It will get bigger and bigger, and your brain get killed gradually. And so it's irreversible. Once you get it, the only way is to delay its progress. Okay. And the study found out that one third of the nuns who has advanced Alzheimer did not show the symptom when they die. Do you understand? It's like if the 678 nuns donate their brain, right? After they pass away, they immediately cut the brain out and analyze if there is a plaque, clotting clocks and the twisted filament, they analyze it. And if they found 100 people has this kind of protein clocks, but only one third that didn't show the Alzheimer symptoms, meaning their minds remain intact. Means even though you have the protein clots in your brain, even though you diagnosis that you have Alzheimer's, but the symptom may not show up. So there's a hope for us to overcome this disease. 那在这本书里面提到一个非常重要，说当他在做研究的时候呢，他发现是在美国的只要年龄超过85岁以上的人，三个人就有一个人是得艾兹海默病。 只是我们有时候不太知道，要等他很严重了才知道。那他的临床的这个检验呢，就是说，我们不是有678个修女捐她的脑嘛？当她的脑呢，把它割开的时候，他们可以发现那个蛋白质的聚集，那。 因为这个病它是有不可逆的，它只要开始有精肿下去，它就一直扩大它的那个聚集。那只要我们一得到这种病，其实最好我们只能做的就是延缓它的加重。那他的第二个发现是说，这678个修女里面，她不是捐了脑吗？ 假设我不知道，因为我没有看到书里面它的数字是多少，假设说三分之一好了，假设说他发现有100个人他得了脑部是有这些 protein 蛋白质的沉淀，100个对不对？可是里面有三分之一的修女在生前并没有艾滋病的症状，这样明白吗？有这个蛋白质的沉淀，有这样子的一个临床的检验，说你有。 艾滋海默病，但是有三分之一的修女在她死之前并没有那个症状，比如说忘记啦或什么之类的，他就觉得很好奇，因为这个教授的研究其实现在还在 ongoing， 然后他的症状可以提供艾滋海默病很多很多重要的讯息去研究，治疗的方法，然后最重要的一个结论，他觉得说这些修女虽然脑子里面有这些蛋白质的沉淀，可是呢。 他的心是完整的，这是对我们来讲是一个很大的一个启发。So, shortly conclude what I say, that when we get old, when we have aging disease or aging problems, that means our mind can overcome this. And from the nun study, we know that we can overcome through our mind power. Okay, and I believe that religions your faith, our religions, and our community can help us overcome this. And I encourage everyone, no matter what religion you are in or what community you belong to, if you are over 65, just keep going. You know, it will help you, and we will help each other to overcome all those aging problems. And when we have a healthy mentality at the end of our life, it's a very good chance for us to die successfully. 所以我这样提出一个问题，就是说。 因为当我们面对年老的时候，我们三分之一，不止三分之一的人，就是会有中风、有忧郁、有失忆症，对不对？还有帕金森，好多的疾病啊。那可是有这些疾病之后，我们是有方法可以不要让那个症状哈来控制我们的心哈，就像那只马，它还会听我们的话哈。所以就是说，如 我觉得不管是你选择哪一个宗教、哪一个团体，当我们退休以后，不要再关在家里，就是要有自己一个宗教信仰，然后到一个团体里面，然后去奉献。这本书的另外一个重点说，这些修女都一直想要奉献，一直想要奉献的心，是他们很大的一个动力。And the book also mentioned one very key factor is those nuns has a very strong willpower, want to serve people, want to help people. That is the key factor for them to overcome the aging problem. Okay, so the first part of my talk is just to encourage everyone, be prepared and help your parents or old people, old families to equip themselves so that they can have a good horse, good body to face the death issue. Okay, that's very important. If the person cannot remember and, you know, forget and lost consciousness, it's really hard for us to help them overcome the, to help them through the dying process. 所以就是说当我们的亲人要往生，如果说他们的身体不听使唤，没有意识，不能听，搞听不清楚，也记不起来，这个时候其实对我们来讲很难帮助他度过死亡的这个路线。 Just like my father. My father has Parkinson, and he is at the stage of just you know, feeding the food, and I don't know he has awareness or not. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, and that worries me because I'm still thinking, how can I help my father except just chanting the sutra and you know, transfer the merit to him. 就像我的父亲现在有 Parkinson 在后期了哈，所以他就是只灌食，有时候我去看他，有时候好像又认得我，又好像不认得我，我讲话我也不知道他听懂了没有，这个让我又很担心，因为我不知道怎么帮他哈，所以这个部分就是说，就是说鼓励大家对于我们年老的菩萨们，其实是在这个方面要多注意，然后用希望。 鼓励他们用宗教的信仰，用新的力量去克服，在早期的时候，不要到后来已经不能控制的时候，就帮助的就有限哈。Then second, I want to share how to help others die successfully. This is the real things that the people are really dying. Okay, 那这是当这个人真的要往生的时候呢，我们要怎么帮助他？ Dying process. I remember I have a dialogue with my mother. I asked my mother, are you scared? And she said, yes. That's Chan Amitabha. No. You know, actually, I just sit there, wow, then what can I do? You know, she didn't even want to chant the Amitabha with me. And she's scared. I asked her twice in different days. I just chat with her, you know, are you scared? Yes. And I say, don't scare. This is, you know, I feel like this is powerless. This is no power to help her. You know, when my mother is dying, not me, And she's scared. I say, don't scare. Doesn't help at all, you know, for my mother. 那我跟我妈妈的一段对话，有一天我鼓起勇气，我只是问她说，妈，你会害怕吗？我说，妈，你会怕吗？哎，马上回答我说会。然后后来我就说，我们来念阿弥陀佛。 Why？哇，那我就说，那这怎么办？怎么办？这个时候要是往生的话，很惨的呢，哈。又害怕，又不要念佛。我问了他两次，哈，不同天，找个机会还是测试一下，你害不害怕？这样，他还是很肯定的跟我说，我害怕。然后我就跟他说，我刚开始还跟他说，不要怕，不要怕。后来我发现，根本就不关痛痒，因为是他要死，不是我要死。他很害怕，我跟你说，我跟他说不要害怕，一点帮助都没有哎。然后我就想说，啊，那要回去检讨一下，我每次去帮往生者开示的时候，每次都跟人家说你不要怕，这其实是不关痛痒的，对他一点帮助都没有。Okay, when people are dying, there are many mentality, but in summarize, he or she doesn't want to die. You know, when the person is really dying, but his attitude is he or she doesn't want to die, or she really wants to die, but she cannot die. And for us, we do not wish him to die.Or the family wish him to die, and he won't die. You know, one of my friends, her father got cancer, very painful in the last, you know, even the morphine cannot stop the pain. And he really want to die, but nobody care, nobody dare to help him die, you know, because...It seems like keep our parents alive is morality. That help our parents die, nobody would take the responsibility or to pour the supporting equipment. Nobody dare to do it. And that person really want to die. But we still keep going, you know, keep helping to breathe, okay? And most of people doesn't,want to die because they are not prepared to die, and family normally the person doesn't want to die, and what the family doesn't want him to die. And I remember the very old lady next to my mother's bed in the nursing home, she actually justThe life support, you know, the oxygen just keep pumping. The first day I went there, I never saw her wake up. And she just keep breathing and no consciousness, no reaction. And her son come every Sunday and check her mother. And the nurse told me that it has been 2 years. Her son come every Sunday to see if her mother died or not. And then he didn't talk to her mother. He didn't come for her mother. He just come to check if she died. 那当我发现说当要面对一个死亡问题的时候有好多种状况了。一个就是那个人不想死。他不要死。那 还有一种就是他很想死，就像我一个朋友，他的父亲到癌症末期，非常痛，连吗啡都不能止痛了，非常的痛。他想要赶快走，可是所有的小孩不敢拔掉那个维生器，不敢拔掉那些所有的药品，不敢终止他，没有人敢做这个决定，因为好像在我们的那个道德来讲，就是要帮助人家继续活着嘛，哈，好像让人家死，没有人，尤其是小孩不敢承受这样的一个责任。那 一般的亲人都不希望家人死嘛，会想尽办法要帮家人继续活下去。但是我妈妈的在那个护理中心隔壁床的那个，从我第一天去到我离开的那一天，他我从来没有看他醒过，他就是在一个呼吸器一直呼吸一直呼吸，这样很沉重这样子。那他的儿子每个礼拜天都来看一下就走，看一下就走，也没有跟他妈妈讲话，也没有去安慰他的母亲。那后来护士跟我讲说，已经两年了，他的母亲在那边已经这样子两年，他每儿子每天来就是看他的妈妈死了没。所以 So what's the best match? What's the best match? She doesn't want to die and family do not want wish him to die, or she wants to die and family wish him to die. 什么是最好的组合呢？是说他还不想死，亲人也不希望他死，我们一起来努力吧，还是说他很想死，亲人也要祝福他帮助他死，哪一种是最好的组合？ It's hard to say, but at least the dying people and the family need to line up the idea. We both want to survive or we both want to die.真的很难讲哪一个 choice 最好，但是这个病人跟亲人最好的意念是一样的。假设我们就不管了哈，就让他活就活啊。如果说我们现在准备要死，我们就要准备死，我们要 line up。好 ，Yesterday I saw a news on CNN. There is a man who did not breathe for a month.And then now she is a healthy man jogging around. And his lung has problem. And the doctor choose to use the tube to stuck it into his heart and provide oxygen and to let the lung recover. And then now he's a healthy man. When I look at this new, I just feel like,Maybe I can do better for my mother. Sometimes I will have this kind of regret. But at least his family and the person has the same will that they want to survive. Okay? 那 CNN 昨天有一个新闻，有一个男众一个月没有呼吸哦，因为他的肺有问题。所以医生呢，因为他们都希望他活下去，医生用一个办法把氧气管插到他的心脏提供氧气，他没有呼吸，然后用氧气让他的肺能够复原之后，管拔出来，他现在还可以去慢跑。好，我说不一定是怎么样，但是至少这个 idea 需要是一致的。I remember 2 days before my mother passed away, my mother asked me to take her out.To have a short walk on the wheelchair, and then take her to there is a rice field next to the nursing home. So we have a short walk on each side. And when we come back, I remember that I saw the sunshine, the sunset. It's about dawn. The sunshine shine on her face. You know, I just have an instinct that.It's about time. 那我记得我母亲过世前的两天，她要求我带她出去散步，好，就推着轮椅，然后因为那个护理中心旁边是稻田嘛，我就两边走了短短的，然后回来，我记得回来的时候，那刚好是夕阳，那阳光就照在她的脸上啊，我一看到她那个脸啊，我的直觉就说时间不多了，我的直觉是这样哈。那 this is the photo taken it's a Gaza, it's a boy in Gaza when the Israel army attacked Gaza, and this boy's house, all the bullet shooting on the house. This is the hole by the bullet, and his parents all die, shoot to die. And when I look at this, this is, you know, echo to my mood that time, and when I feel like my mother is going to die. 那这张照片哈，其实是那时候好像是以色列在攻击加沙的加沙的时候呢，那这张照片就是这个男孩哈，这个他家哈被子弹这样嘣嘣嘣的都是弹孔嘛哈，那他的父母亲都被射死了。然后他在他的屋外的这张照片哦，我看了我就觉得说，哇，真是跟我那时候的心情很像哦，就我的心好像千疮百孔，然后我知道我的母亲要往生。I think this is the same mood for all the people facing their family the death issue。那我觉得这应该是大家的心情，就是说，你很想帮助，可是你没有办法，你就是要怎么样？We have to make decision， 就是要做决定了哈，没有时间再拖延了哈。那做什么决定呢 ？What decision I should make? First, to terminate all the treatments. This is really hard because during the past 2 weeks, every time I visit my mother, and I go out, I look for treatment. You know, I look all kinds of treatments, therapies.And natural therapy, you know, use the natural drug or massage, all kinds of method. I find all the method that can help cancer patient, try to help my mother. And on the other side, the nursing home, the doctor give some prescription to help my mother. But at that time, I know I need to make decision. I need to sign the paper. Okay. 那天我就其实我很伤心的在那个护士的办公室里面，那我那时候的心情我就觉得哇非常沉重哈，那我知道说我必须要做决定，我第一个决定就是说我必须要终止所有的治疗哈，因为在我回美国的两个礼拜哈，我每次看完我的母亲，我出去我就开着车到处去探访哈，就是去找可以帮我妈妈的方法哈，还有药。那同时我们也去医院，我也送他去医院，又要去找别的方法，然后那个护理站护理中心的医生也帮他开很多的药要帮助他哈。那这时候要终止的时候，其实就是一种很重大的决定，然后我就要去签那个，我就跟护士说我要签那个就是不急救的那张 paper 哈。签下去 ，the signed paper that no intruding what is that called when he passed she passed away no other treatment and then second I need to help her prepare to die in 2 days 那第二个。我要下定决心在两天之内我必须要就是要跟我妈妈讲说你要放下而且你不能你要准备往生了这件事情一定要准备好 Then I call my brothers and call my uncles and come to visit I remember that day was what is that called?the rice, bamboo rice day, 端午节 okay, the day that we celebrate and eat the bamboo rice. 那我就记得，我就开始打电话给我弟弟哈，跟我哥哥，我说你们不要等周末才来看了哈，因为那天是礼拜三，我说你们要看就要来看这样，啊，还好是端午节，那我舅舅他们也来了哈，来看这样子。那其实那时候我的妈妈还是没有放下，因为她的脸从第一天我看到她我就吓一跳，因为她的脸充满了怨恨。我看到的时候我很害怕，我说如果我的妈妈带着这样的怨恨离开人间，她一定不会去好的地方。好 Then at that day my mother still have a face that showed a regret, show the what is that called? anger on her face. And that's the same face that I saw the first day I get off the plane. And I know that if my mother has this kind of attitude and die, and she won't go to a good place, and I have to help them into her in 2 days. Okay. Help her let go and dies with smile, okay. So it's really hard and really testing my my learning of Dharma. 那真的对我来讲, 说身为一个宗教师, 身为就, 啊, 学佛学了那么多, 那时候真的我, 我一直在回想说我到底学了什么东西, 什么临终关怀, 我到底读了什么, 我应该怎么做, 哈。 但是, 我try了很多方法。 I tried so many methods, tried to help my mother to overcome the last barrier. Okay, because this is going to the end. And she need to cross over the last barrier. And I tried so many methods. And this task is testing my ability and my ability to use Dharma. You know, I try to remember what I learned. What did I learn from the book, from the sutra, and from Shifu? You know, what did he say in the book? And I tried so many methods, and it just couldn't reach my mother's mind. I have to admit, 我说了所有的观念的方法，用很多人寄给我什么哈文章分享，我一直。 一直想要他接触到我母亲的心，触不到。我知道他没有触到他的心哦。那时候其实我又很紧张了，我觉得说奇怪，怎么会这个样子呢 ？You know, there are so-called five stages of grief for the dying people by the psychiatrist Elizabeth. First, they will have the attitude of denial. And second, they have anger. Third, they are bargaining. Fourth, depression. And finally, they have to accept. 那在我们的这个一般这个心理学来讲，他说要死亡的人有五种的这种心态。第一个，他们一定不拒绝，不愿意接受。我就发现我妈妈。 什么人来，他都不要看我们哦，他都看墙，他不想跟我们互动哦，第二个他有怨恨嘛，我跟大家讲，他的脸就是怨恨的。第三个他是还是想求生的，所以我每次买了什么不同的药给他吃，他都要吃的，他不想死的哈。那第四，他当然有忧郁症，所以他的心情一直是非常低沉的。那当然最后你要死，你一定得接受。 可是这个接受呢，有的是什么？放弃。他不得不接受，就是要死了。你能不接受吗？好，这种接受有时候不情愿的接受，或是放弃的接受，这都是不好的。我必须要帮助他真正的放下，真正的接受。 And the acceptance can be, you know, no choice, can be angry accept, or can be hopeless accept the death. But I want to help my mother truly let go and accept, truly accept the death. So this is really near the end of life. 那真的是临终的关卡了，是我们真的要帮助她的时候。 First, ideally, we need to know the dying people, what's their will, what's their wish, do they have regret? About, you know, what kind of funeral you want? Do you have personal belonging you want to distribute? And how about your family? What's your wishes? But I have no time to ask my mother all those things. And it's not important. Because my mother's situation is it happened too soon. And it's not right and it's not appropriate for us to ask all this during that that time. 那 通常我们对于要往生的人，我们都会问他遗嘱啊，你有什么遗愿啊，你有什么遗憾没有，要我们去帮你完成，对不对？那比如说你的佛事要怎么做啦，你有财产要怎么分配啦，你的事业要怎么交代啦，那家人要如何照顾啦，你有没有什么未了的心愿，有没有？如果说我们可以做好这样的准备的话呢，死者无憾，生者无争。 Ideally, if we can take care of this, the dying people has no regret. He can go without any regret. And also those people who are still alive, they won't have argument about the money, about the house, you know, about those assets. And that's very good for the people that there is no argument with between those families. 那很多人就是为了争财产嘛，哈，很多事情没有处理好。如果在亡者往生的时候，家人有剧烈的争吵，其实对亡者是非常不好的一件事情。但是呢，我的母亲因为事情发生太快了，没有时间去处理这些事情，其实我们就没有去碰这一块，哈。因为没有必要，他那时候已经不能讲话了，好，那我们也就不管这个了，哈。So if the people is dying and they do not have energy or they cannot speak to take care of this will, wish and regret, don't bother them with those questions. The most important thing is to calm their mind to help them have a peaceful mind.所以不要去叨扰这些要往生的人，说哎呀你有没有什么遗产怎么样怎么样，就是一种干扰，哦，这时候就要我们生的人就要放下，不要管这些，哦，Just like I said, I tried different methods, tried to reach my mother's mind and it didn't work. And then I start to talk about 师父's story. You know, I refresh 师父's life story about He is in a poor family, and you all know that, you know, and then he got his PhD, but he is homeless in the park, nowhere to go, you know, and then nobody tried to help him, and he's still happy and use Dharma, and he all digests all those things that happened to him. And so he is a great teacher, grandmaster. And so I relate 师父's story to her story, because my mother's generation, like 70-something, they have been through different kinds of war, right? Poverty, and all kinds of the society not respect women that much in Taiwan. And she sort of, in her life, she has taken so manythings that it seems is not fair or is very a suffer. And I relate 师父to her. I say, you know, for me, you are a great mother because all your life you have taken so much and to help this family and help us, all those children grow up and get education. And we grew up successfully.And I think, I believe you have a lot of injustice from the environment, but you all taken it silently. And so you are a great mother. And when I talk about this, my mother look at me. And I know it clicks. 那我跟大家讲说，我讲什么都出不了我妈妈的心。后来我就开始讲师父的故事了，大家都很耳熟能详嘛。师父这样一生的经历，也是经历过战争哈。那像我妈妈，我们七十几岁父母亲的年代，都经历很多的战争、贫穷，对不对？还有很多的不公平的待遇。那包括女人在那个年代其实是被不重视的，所以我妈妈就她很会念书，很喜欢念书，但是她就是不能，她只能小学毕业，就不能再念书，这是她一个很大的遗憾。在很多的不平等的时候，我把师父的故事就连接到他的故事。我说，我知道你承受很多，好，但是你因为你默默的承受，所以这个家因为你而完整，然后我们小孩子能够受教育长大。 我很诚心的跟他说，你是一个伟大的母亲了。这时候他居然转头看了我一眼，很认真的看了我一眼哦。这时候我就知道说，我知道了，我触到他的心了哈。然后我就开始哈，有点就是开始继续，就把我知道了开始讲。Then I continue, I say, your responsibility has fulfilled, your karmic debt has fully paid. Okay, you deserve to go to a better place.我跟他说，你的责任已了了啦，你是债也还清了、哦、不管我们是怎么样对待你，但是你债还清了，你应该去更好的地方。我这样子就继续的跟他讲、哦、那 我首先我就肯定他的人，他一生的价值是有的、哦、接着、To be honest, I did not follow any protocol written by the book or articlesI let go everything in my brain. I use my heart to communicate with my mother. And I encourage you to do so. Don't take a manual with you and communicate because it's all different. The situation is different by case. Use your mind, true mind, to communicate with the dying people. And this is, I just summarize and it correlate with what is written in the book. Okay. 那只是说我要再次提醒大家说，当我们面对亡者的时候，不要拿一本手册、哦、在那边看第一步要做什么，第二步要做什么、哦、我做这些其实我已经放下那些东西，知识上的东西我已经把它放下了，我是用我的诚心直接跟母亲对话。那只是我把它整理出来的时候呢，他你去看他刚好就是应对到书上写的东西。那我就很诚心的跟母亲忏悔、感恩跟发愿。I repent to my mother and I show my appreciation and my promise. And I ask my brothers to repent to my mothers as well. When I repent that I did not take care of her very well. And even though I leave home and I still thought of her a lot, but you, during my life, I only care about myself. So I didn't know what she needs actually at the end of her life. So I just repent. I'm not a good daughter, but I very appreciate her contribution to the family and to my life.And also, I promise I will take care of the family. 那我就、欸、直接跟我母亲忏悔、哦、那这也是真的我自己的感觉。我觉得好像我 到我妈妈临终的时候，我不知道她需要什么、哦、我甚至不晓得她喜欢哪个颜色呢、哦、因为她挑那个衣服，不知道她喜欢哪个颜色。然后就觉得说，天哪！我就跟我妈妈说，我真的不是一个很好的女儿、哦，虽然说我出家，我还是对他、常常思念他，可是我觉得从小到大我好像只照顾，只想到自己，没有想到母亲、哦、那我就承认了，我不是一个很好的女儿了、哦、然后我就跟他谈，就说我很感恩，我真的很感恩他的奉献、哦、然后他对我人生一生的影响。然后我就跟他说，我一定会，虽然我出家，但是我一定会照顾家人这样子。然后我开始跟他说，因为他害怕死亡 ，because she is afraid to die. So I tell her that you will not disappear after death. It's not like you disappear. You die, you disappear. Because from Buddhist perspective of view, that our body, you know.It's out of function, and we need to change a body, and everyone will die. Everyone needs to go through this process. And she is a woman. She has three children. And I say, you know, the dying process is just like giving birth to a baby. It's very painful, right? Women here know that sometimes 10 hours, 20 hours of pain before the baby is out. And I cannot tell her that, you know, the decomposition of the four great elements, all that she didn't know. So I just say, you know, when you die, your body was through a very painful process, but it's okay. It's just like giving birth to a baby. After the pain, you will have a new life. Okay. And I say, do you still remember our Shifu? She said, yes. So just memorize what he looked like and follow him to practice. After you die, you just memorize the Shifu's face and follow him to practice. Now, 因为他还是很恐惧死亡嘛，我就跟他说，其实人死之后不是消失的哈。我跟他说，只是身体坏掉，你要换一个身体。好，那从古至今每个人都要经过这个的，没有什么好怕的哈。那我跟他说，因为他生了三个小孩嘛，我就跟他说，你知道生小孩不是很痛吗？会痛十个小时、二十个小时这样痛吗？很痛。那我就跟他说哦，死亡的过程，因为我不能跟他讲什么四大分解，他也听不懂啊，对不对？那我就跟他说，死亡就像生小孩那样子，很痛，剧痛，痛很可能会有一段时间，我也不知道多久哈 ，depends。然后我就说，痛完之后，你就是又是一个新的生命的开始哈。然后我就鼓励他说，因为他跟师父还蛮有缘的哈，我就跟他说，你还记得师父的脸吗？他说记得。我说你记得你死了以后哈，你要去找我们师父哈，去跟他一起去修行这样子哈。那我又跟他说。他很喜欢观音菩萨，我就跟他说你要记得去找观音菩萨，我也不知道跟他讲阿弥陀佛了，因为他不要念阿弥陀佛嘛。 So then I continue, you know, there is a pure land for you to go. 好，那我接着就说有一个西方极乐世界，好，你可以去。好，那当然我不会讲得很细节，然后我就跟他说I won't go to the detail. I didn't go to the detail. I just said, here's a pure land, you know. And when people go there, they won't get old. You know, there is no pain. And the environment is so beautiful. The house is beautiful. And when you go there, you can study every day. You can write, you can sing, and you can listen to the Dharma talk. Because my mother is the one that she's really, really like to study and write. But, in her generation in Taiwan, women did not receive good education. Usually, the family will support a boy to get high education, but the girl only get the very basic education. And that's my mother's regret. She always want to read and write, but she didn't get a chance. So I just say, you know, in the Pure Land,you can read and write, you can sing, you can listen to the Dharma talk. And I say, because my mother liked Guanyin Bodhisattva very much. So I didn't mention, I just said, okay, you follow Guanyin Bodhisattva to the Western paradise. Okay? And our Shifu go there very often. I just give him a motivation to go there.那我就说西方极乐世界大家知道嘛，哈，那边人也不会变老，也没有痛苦，非常漂亮的环境。那我就跟妈妈说，你很喜欢写字的，你去那边写字、读书、唱歌，哈，听课都可以的，哈。那我说观音菩萨在那边，我也没有说谎嘛，哈，观音菩萨在那边，西方三圣嘛。我说你跟观音菩萨去西方极乐世界，好，啊，我们的师父也常常去那里，哈，你就去吧。我就给他一个向往，说他要去某一个那个地方。那他就会很安心的嘛，因为他知道死亡的过程是痛的，但是 OK 的，一定会痛，然后而且你死亡之后你可以去一个地方 OK. And next I need to do palliative caring because cancer is very painful. My mother cannot talk, cannot eat. It has a whole body pain and stiffness the day she died. So what I did is I use some natural therapy method. I warm up the body and massage. And I encourage you, if you have a cancer patient in your family, this is very important. Keep the body warm and massage will help them relieve the pain. And the most important is I have a last long hug with my mother. And that really...is the key for her to let go. 那 最后我们还有一个安宁疗护，就是减轻心理可以放下之后，我们还要减轻他身体的痛苦哈。那我妈妈在要往生的那一天，她不能说话，她也不能吃任何东西，而且全身疼痛僵硬哈，连医生都跟我说要进行安宁疗护了哈。那一天，我就热敷哈，用热敷垫帮她热敷身体，然后按摩，好让她的疼痛减轻，然后赶快请护士来擦澡。擦澡完之后，最后在这个按摩的过程中，因为我请一个菩萨来帮忙，那他要按摩他的背嘛，所以我必须要把我妈妈抱起来，对不对？抱起来，然后让他按摩背，然后我有这个机会跟我妈妈做最后一个很长的最后的拥抱。 When I hug my mother about 30 minutes because the people want to help massage her back, I hug her for about 30 minutes.And I just like holding the baby, you know, and the head. And I just try to, in my mind, I didn't say anything. In my mind, I just chant Guanyin Bodhisattva's name. And just like holding the baby. I pretend I'm the Guanyin Bodhisattva to hold her, you know. And I found out that it is the key for her to let go because, she generates an energy from the bottom of her body.And come up, the chi come up, okay. 那是我事后发现，这个最后的拥抱是非常重要的，因为他在30分钟过程，我像抱小 baby 一样抱着他，我假装自己是观音菩萨哈，然后边念观音菩萨边抱着他，然后我发现我妈妈她有流眼泪哈，然后她有一股气从她的下半身就冲上来。那股气就是一种希望的气哈。那他真那天是下午了哈，已经一两点了哈。那他就有放下，他接受他要死亡这件事情了。And then couple hours later, I feel like my mother is in coma. I try to call her name.No response. I called several times, and finally she used her hand to flip her hand and let her know that she know, but she cannot respond. And I immediately request the doctor, I want to go to the special room and to prepare her death. 那我发现我妈妈没有什么反应，就是后来我吃饭回来的时候，发现我叫我妈妈都没有反应，我一直叫她，后来她好不容易把她的手掌翻了一下，让我知道她有听到，可是她没有办法回应的时候，我知道说已差不多时间到了哈，我马上跟医生说我要去助念室，一个单独的房间的助念室。And what I did is in the special room, I call her name.I didn't call her mom. I called her name 3 times, very loud. Just like calling the people from far away, because the consciousness is very weak at that moment. You need to call out loud to call her attention. Okay. I called her 3 times and I tell her that you are going to die. You are preparing to die. And I say, it's painful, but don't worry. It will pass.And I say, you follow me, chanting Amitabha, and let go everything. I just keep out loud. And luckily, my mother, the time is very short. Sometimes people in the coma for a very long time, okay? My mother's case is very short, like 2 hours. 那我发现我妈妈在弥留的时候呢，我大喊她的名字哦，不是叫她妈妈，我是喊她的名字。因为这时候他的意识是非常昏迷的哈，我大喊他的名字3次，很像在叫很远的人这样，我就是喊他的名字，然后我跟他说你现在要往生了，然后呢会有一些痛苦，但是不要害怕，就像生小孩一样，生过去就好了。然后我跟他说你现在什么都不要管，就是跟着我念佛，你就听我的声音。好 Then,I accompany her to her last breath. So, you know, for dying people, the outbreath is getting longer and longer. The inhale is very short. So inhale is very short, exhale is very longer. And I saw her breath get longer and longer, exhale. But I matched her breath and chant, Amitabha. No. 那我陪着她最后一口呼吸，那她的呼吸就是她的吸很短，呼很长，好，所以我就配合她的呼吸，就是弥陀佛，我就配合她的呼吸，就一直念阿弥陀佛，一直到她最后一口气断掉。好，那断掉 ，after the breath breath stop, then probably about 30 seconds the heart start beating, and then yes, she has no pain, and the face relaxed, even though the face is pale. And then we continue to chant for 8 hours. At this moment, no big crying. Everybody just chant Amitabha. And 8 hours later, 8 hours later, before we send her to the funeral home, her face, I opened up the, and her face is you know, like living people, healthy living people. It's pink. And then it's soft, the muscle is soft. And when the people lift the body, and you can feel that he's relaxed, she's relaxed. 那最后一口气之后，他其实是脸是放松的哈，就是虽然他的脸色是苍白的，可是他是脸色放松的。那我们帮他助念八小时之后，我把往生被要送去殡仪馆，把往生被掀开，那他的脸色是红润的哈，比往生的时候还要好看。然后呢，他的肉哈是软的。然后身体举起来的时候，你就发现他全身是放松，所以他身体是软，就是全身是软的。那我这时候就比较放心了。When I see this, I just feel comfortable. I say, okay, at least she let go. And this is the three guidelines that go very quickly. Okay, first we need to have a proper guidance, so that she has the right view about death. 那第一个印光大师的临终三要，第一个说要善巧的开导哈，第一个就是说你一定要引导他升起正念，破除死亡的障碍之后要提起正念，知道说死亡是怎么意思，而且是接受他的哈。The second, we need to take turn and chanting. 那第二就是说我们要一定要换班念佛哈，助念。第三个呢，就是 the third is no touching, no crying during 8 hours. Okay, do not move the body and maintain peaceful environment. 那不要搬动，不要哭泣哈，然后呢，要维持那个氛围是很安详的哈。当然，印光大师说，太亲密的人跟太怨恨的人哈，都不要靠近比较好了哈。And peace within the family members will bring their dying loved one peace 哈。那就是说，唯有生者安，亡者才会安哈。Dying with peace is the dignity of the death.Remember this. 那能够平安的死亡是才是我们真正死亡的一个尊严嘛，哈，让他好好的离开人间。And actually, I would like to share. This is very inspiring for me. The Bardo state that we cannot tell, right? But usually, during the first 7 days or then 49 days, there is a tradition for Chinese people.That you might encounter these things, okay? You might dream of your deceased family, you might get smell, and you will hear some sounds, and you might, some people go find medium, or medium will come to you, okay? And in the beginning, I thought this is only for Chinese people, but Virginia just gave me an article about the Death Cafe that is very popular in Manhattan right now. And there is a participant that says that, share her story. And she said that, her late mother once spoke to her in a dream. Her late mother has a younger version, glowing and happy. And then, the mother in her dream say, I'm in a good place, so you can let go. Okay, so that's what we say, you know, you were dreaming about your family tell you something that happened a lot. And also if you can smell that they come and some sounds, a medium, and that all happened to me. Oh, that whole open happened to me except the dream. Okay, 那我们讲的头七对不对，不是会发生很多事吗？比如说你会托梦，梦到亲人，你会闻到味道，你会听到声音，你还会听到灵媒，对吧？那很多人你去问一下都会有发生这样的事情哈。那对我来讲呢，除了托梦我没有梦见我妈妈来跟我讲什么之外，其他三个我都有经历到哈。那我本来以为这是很中国人的事哈，结果 Virginia 今天给我一个 article， 我马上找到一段哈，最近在美哈顿很流行的那个 Death Cafe 哈，那有一个西方众来参加，他分享说他的继母啊往生之后到他的梦里来跟他讲，那他继母在他的梦里面变得比较年轻啊，也很快乐，然后跟他讲说，我现在在一个很好的地方啦哈，你可以放下了。That's exactly what the medium told me, you know. I didn't look for medium because I still worry about where my mother go, you know, actually. And so I just keep chanting the sutra, you know, and transfer the merit to her. But it's accident. It's really accident. I didn't look for a medium to ask for this question. But there is a medium approach me and tell me that your mother wants to talk to you. And I don't encourage people to go find medium, because when you on purpose look for medium to ask question, most of the time, Shifu say it will be false, it's not real. But this medium approached me and tell me that your mother want to talk to you. And she just repeat what my mother say. But unfortunately, she doesn't know Taiwanese that well. My mother speak in Taiwanese. So she just speak piece by piece and tell me. And one very important thing is she told me that she called my nickname and say, you ask me to let go and you have to let go too. 那灵媒的这件事情哈，其实我不鼓励大家去，因为师父也不希望我们去找灵媒，好，因为我们都会很担心父母亲往生去哪里，对不对？你去找灵媒有很多时候是假的，但是这个灵媒是他自己找我的，他说你妈妈有要跟你讲话，那我也吓一跳，那因为没有时间哈，他就开始讲了哈，噼里啪啦一直谈啊，因为他不太懂台语，我妈妈讲台语，他就叫我的小名，然后就跟我就说我跟你讲哈，然后他就说你叫我放下，你自己也要放下哈，就跟这个一样啊，他不是说let go 吗哈，他说你也要放下。And the second important thing she told me is, she now understands better about causes and conditions, and she will go to practice right now, and then she will come back. 然后她跟我说，她现在比较了解因缘的道理。好，她说我要去修行了。好，我会再回来这样子。Okay. And I'm not sure it's real or not.But for what she said, I believe this is very helpful for me because I still worry, I have to admit, okay? And that comforts my mind very much. At least I know she let go and she asked me to let go and she go to practice. That's very good. Okay, last.Over time a little bit. We need to accumulate merits for the disease. Okay, that's what Sutra says, that we need to still chanting and make offering, donation, benefit others, that will really help the disease and transfer the merits to them. 那最后呢，就是要为亡者修功德。好，那这经文上有告诉我们说，要什么？持名号，持经，然后要怎么样救济贫穷，利益社会，好，这些都是可以对亡者有利的。 And last I would like to tell you, we also need to let go, okay? We have to tell us we have tried our best, okay? And tell the deceased that to let go. And then also, we transform our loves to a big vow that can benefit all sentient beings. That is really helpful. 那我觉得家属也要放下，因为家属不放下，也对他们来讲是一种牵引。哦、你一直心不下，他的心跟你心在一起，他也走不了。哦、那所以他妈妈来跟我讲说，你叫我放下，你自己要放下、啊，对不对？好、哦、啊，对，有道理、哦、我妈妈来跟我开示，然后在这个处理急救的过程中，其实有时候我还是会有一点点遗憾。我觉得，哎，我妈妈，人家为什么人家的妈妈往生都没有，人家的妈妈得癌症末期都没有往生，为什么我的妈妈往生？哈，我是不是做得不够好？哈，我有一点会有一点遗憾，可是也告诉自己说，我们都已经尽力了。哈，然后他走了，然后王者49天有给你有闻到味道什么声音来的时候，你要不断的跟他开示说。不要留恋了哈，赶快去下一生会更好。然后我们这种亲情其实是非常的很珍贵的一件事情，就是亲情的这件事情哈，尤其是母子之间的亲情。这个亲情呢是一种升华的力量，这是非常 unique 的哈。那我们要把这种爱转成一种利益众生的大爱跟大愿，这时候呢，它的力量就会非常的强大。It's very precious for human being to have a relationship of mother and children because this is so powerful that if we can transform our love to a bigger love and love more people and love all sentient beings, this is actually a power that helps us to upgrade and to love more people. Summarize.The dying with the dignity, we need to guide during the coma, and we have guidance while dying, we have chant 8 hours, and we have funeral and cremation, and then 49 chanting, okay? Let's see what I say. And last, I would like to encourage everyone.We help other people die successfully. We also need to help ourselves die successfully. Because when the body go to the next life, for ordinary people, it's by your karma or by your habit. It decides where you go. But for great practitioners, it's guided by your mind power or your vows. If you have strong mind power that you want to go to somewhere,can go. If you vowed to benefit people, you want to come to a human realm, or you want to go to Western paradise, you can go. Because when you die, your mind has strong power, and your rebirth will be followed by your mind power or vows. So for us, living healthy people, when we prepare to die, you see, we have 10 realms to go, right?Okay, we need to, this is daily practice before the bedtimes. Ask ourselves, do I have any regret? And say, I'm sorry. If anything regret happened, I'm sorry I did what I have done. And please forgive me. I will do it better next time. And thank you. My life is fruitful because of you. And I love you. I wish you a wonderful and peaceful life.那我觉得一个很好的练习就是往生冥想啦齁，就是说练习每天都要往生，这样就说诶，我有没有什么遗憾，假设我现在就死掉有没有遗憾，齁，假设有的话马上就是什么师父讲的惭愧忏悔感恩回向嘛齁，翻译成英文就是这里齁，就说我惭愧，我没有做得很好，我做了这些不该做的事情，我忏悔，我下次会做得更好，然后我感恩呢，我的生命因为有你哈，更加的丰富。然后我回向，我把我所有的功德回向给你哈，有一个很好跟平安的生活。然后每天早上起来的时候呢 ，Every time we wake up in the morning, ask ourselves, if I only have today to live, how should I spend my last day? Okay, 早上起来的时候问自己说，如果今天我将死去的时候，如何度过生命的最后一天，那我们会很把握生命。好， Routine homework. It's better we have one sutra, one repentance ritual, and one Buddha's name or one mantra to practice daily. That is to train our mind power. Okay, so when we face days, no matter what happened, we have the mind power, concentrate our mind, and to choose where we want to go. 那有一个横课可以帮助我们，就是说我们要选一经一忏，或是一个佛号或是一个咒，是在我们日常生活中修行得力的。那当我们在往生的时候，不管是什么状况下，这是在训练我们的心力，我们的念力，不管在什么的情况往生之下，我们可以提起我们的念力，然后去选择我们要去的地方，好，才不会随业流转。 OK, so sorry about over time, 10 minutes. I just briefly show what I learned and show what Buddha's teaching talk about how to die, and I hope you can get some get some idea, and then this is a continue practice for us to learn about death, and hopefully in the future we have chance to talk about more. 那今天我是简短的跟大家分享说，在这个过程中我学到什么，那经文上是怎么说的哈。那这个死亡的课题是一个 一直不断学习的一个功课哈。那希望大家能够学到一点东西带回去哈，然后努力的去实践它。Alisa, you have question?Okay.
What do you do if the person, the family member that's making their transition isn't Buddhist? So how do you get them to want to go somewhere that's beneficial to them, and then the chanting part as well?
Okay, good. Very good question.Remember, even though you are Buddhist, and when your family is, when the dying one is not Buddhist, don't tell them Buddhist stuff. Tell what they can accept. Okay, if they are Christian, tell them about God. Tell them about heaven. If they have no religion, and just tell them, you know, what they care. And this person got to have something that is unique and good.And use that as a standpoint to guide the person. If that person is a people that is very generous, and use this characteristic to guide them, you know, to make vows, to offer, to donate, and to benefit people. You know, just guide the people's good part and try to expand their specialty.So that they can make a big vow, and they will follow their vow, you know, and the vow become a power for them to go to a better place. Just follow the dying people's, just like, you know, I need to click my mother's mind, and you have to find a way to click that dying person's mind, and then guide them to go to have a bigger vow or bigger view about death.And about future life. Don't push them to accept Buddhism, okay? And chanting is our personal practice. We can go home, still chant for that person and transfer the merit to them. That will really help. One example, one of our Fa Shi, her mother is Catholic. And so when her mother died in car accident, and then...She go to the temple, has the ritual ceremony and big ritual ceremony, transfer the marriage. She chant sutra, she chant Buddha's name. And then one day, there is a medium told her that your mother is in heaven right now. And she just go ask Sifu, you know, Sifu, I chant sutra. How come my mother go to heaven?师父说 because your mother is Catholic, she has a karma link with the heaven, with the God, and your practice help her too. your practice help her to go to the place she want to go. There is no contradiction, okay? But don't guide the Catholic mother go to Amitabha's pure land. It's not click, okay? Okay, thank you. We really want out of time. 好，那就简短用中文讲哈。假设我们的家人不是佛教徒，千万不要 push 他们接受佛教哈。那我们有一个法师的妈妈是天主教徒嘛，他妈妈在车祸往生的时候，我三时细念啊，念佛啦，诵经啦，回向。后来有一个灵媒来跟他说，你妈妈去天国啊，他就跑去问师父，我们的师父说，我做了那么多佛事，他怎么没有去西方极乐世界，为什么去天国？他说，因为你妈妈跟那里有缘啊，你妈妈是天主教徒啊。那他说，那我做了佛事对他有帮助吗？当然有帮助啊，你帮他去他要去的地方啊。哦，所以千万不要我们遇到什么人就用他的可以接受的方法，然后把他的人生，他的性格好的一面，他人生比较好的那一面去当成着力，然后把他引导，让他发大愿发大心，然后那个心跟愿就会让他去好的地方。这样明白吗？好，谢谢。Thank you.